Welcome to the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm Josh. This is my blog, Married Young. I was 22 and Elena was 20. We were so young, but after nearly 17 years of marriage, two kids, many moves, college degrees, job changes, and most recently a puppy, I wouldn't change it for the world. I come from a long line of young marriages. My parents were 18 and 19 when they got hitched. No, they weren't pregnant. My paternal grandparents were teenagers too, so in comparison, I waited a good long time. Some of the benefits of getting married young. One, we grew up together, so we've been there from the very inception of all of our annoying habits. Two, walking through early adulthood can be terrifying, and we didn't have to do it alone or in a string of toxic relationships. Number three, I always have a date on Valentine's Day. Some of the downsides of getting married young. We missed out on some of the freedom to be young and single as adults. Perhaps we didn't get to develop personal passions like we could have. Number two, all of our stories sound like we're an old married couple, never wild and free. There are no that one time in Cabo stories here. Number three, it's easy to get lost in the mundane routine of life and lose that excited spark of the unknown. Now, I'm not going to argue for or against getting married while you were still growing up. For me, it was the answer to a decade of prayer and the start of who I truly was meant to be. Your love story is not going to look like mine or anybody else's. And from experience, I can also say worrying about it will not help you in any way. Maybe you'll fall in love today or tomorrow or 30 years from now. Maybe your heart will belong solely to Jesus and you'll be ahead of the curve for eternity in heaven. Love is going to be a part of your story. But if you try and determine it all, plan it all, reason it out, or compromise your heart, you'll only end up frustrated and disappointed. I hope deeply that you have or receive a partner like I did, a best friend, a true love. As you walk the path God sets before you, realize that He is shaping you into a masterpiece. If you let the Creator of love into your love life will be one worth writing songs about. So whether you're deeply in love right now, looking to rekindle your love, or waiting for love, have a happy Valentine's Day. And if no one buys you candy, treat yourself.